What does this all mean for the high street? Because before COVID, the high street, you know, it's a huge issue. And now, obviously, businesses on the high street, not just in Fife, but across Scotland, have been through, quite frankly, the worst economic crisis in their lifetimes, even worse than 2008, not just because of the lack of trade, but because of the uncertainty that just isn't going away.
Retail's going through, it was going through a process of transformation anyway. It was becoming more automated. Digital was becoming a bigger part of it. So the traditional shop format was already being changed, being outdated. That's kind of normal. But what's happened is COVID massively accelerated that process because, of course, if you can't trade for a shop, A, lots of retailers were like, well, we'll just do online, or other ones, it just became too hard. So it's really sped that up enormously. That doesn't mean that every high street's affected, and it's really important to differentiate here. Fife's a really great example. If you look at somewhere like Kirkcaldy, where the high street hasn't traditionally had a lot of great reasons to go there, it's not a vibrant place, it's really struggled to keep retailers. It's sort of lost out on quite a lot of stuff. Conversely, if you look at somewhere like St Andrews, for example, which has got a great, there's loads of reasons people want to go there. That's going to mean that, you know, that sort of place will continue to do well. You'll get high-end shops, you'll get lots of things will do. Those are quite extreme examples, but you do see this where there's some high streets which have really good attractive reasons, they're vibrant, people will still go there, shops will still go there, hospitality will come in. Some places though, where there's not a clear ask, where there's not a good reason to go there, that's exactly the high streets which are struggling now, and things may well get worse for them in the near future.